brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Results Matter Radio. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and Dana Barrett is here with me in the studio to produce today's show.
I didn't turn my mic on, but hi.
Hi. Glad to have you here. We've
Glad
got a great show in store for you all. Today on Results Matter Radio, we're going to be talking about funding for small and medium-sized businesses and commercial real estate owners and investors. Charles Williams is here with me in the studio. Charles is currently a partner with WGC Commercial Lending, which is a national full-service commercial finance company. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you for having me here.
So WGC provides all types of business and commercial real estate financing to small and mid-sized companies, as well as commercial real estate owners and investors. Tell me more about the firm.
Well, we're a national full-service commercial finance company, and we provide all types of business and commercial real estate financing. And it really falls into four categories. First one is commercial real estate, all property types and all types of lending around bridge loans, SBA, conventional, and other types of financing. The other one is equipment leasing. So we can provide equipment leasing financing for everything from restaurant equipment to agricultural equipment to construction equipment. The third category is asset-based lending, such as purchase order financing and factoring. And then we have a general small business loan category, which is consists of acquisitions, franchising, and express loan programs that we have.
A very comprehensive suite of products and services there. So let me ask you about the current lending environment. What's it like for a small, mid-sized business that's looking for a loan these days?
I would say it is improving, especially over the last 6 to 12 months, has improved significantly. So if a small, medium-sized business owner has prepared themselves to get financing, then there are excellent opportunities for them to be able to get the financing that they need to either start their business, manage their business, or grow their business.
Now, in your role, you work with clients to help understand what's going on in their business to determine what's the appropriate financing option. You listed, and there's obviously a lot of different choices out there. How do you figure out what's the right option for each individual business or investor?
Well, there are really three categories of questions that I ask. The first one, which is probably the most important, I always tell my clients, is how much money do you need and why? So understanding
Let's
how much
start there.
That's the start there. Before we even talk about your business and everything, how much money do you need and why? Because that allows me to get an understanding of what is it $30,000 or is it $30 million? Because based upon that determines what categories of financing may be available to you. The second category is really around understanding your business or your commercial real estate transaction that you're trying to complete. Is it profitable? How long have you been in business? Do you have a business plan? What are you trying to accomplish? What's your strategy? What are your objectives? And then the third component is really understanding the key principles. Who are the people who are going to deliver? Because that's a very important component. Because at the end, we're lending on those principals who own that business to be successful. So what's your background? What's your credit score? What's your net worth? And so we have those type of conversations. And then based upon that, what we do is try to determine what options are available to the principals for their transaction.
Okay. Now, when someone's going out seeking a loan, it's not always the easiest of processes. What, Charles, are some of the major roadblocks that prevent businesses from obtaining funding?
I would say the first one is really the credit score. So in some cases, I will ask a business owner if they're going out looking for financing, when's the last time you checked your credit score? If they tell me that they haven't checked their credit score in a while, I always tell them, you should know what that is because that's going to have an impact. The second thing is really being able to articulate how much money you need and why, and then being able to articulate your strategy. And you don't have to go and give them a long dissertation, but you need to be able to articulate that in probably about 2 minutes about how much money you need and why you need it so that people have a confidence in you that you have the ability to understand what's going on with your business and why you need the money.
Now, I mean, going back to the how much money do you need and why, it sounds like a basic question. However, sometimes when somebody's got an idea or a proposal, maybe they don't know exactly how much money they need. Have you ever come across that?
Absolutely. And what I usually will do is if they can't articulate that, especially if it's a startup,
I
recommend that they go get a business plan. So they either go with a business consultant like yourself or Small Business Development Center, and I refer them out to people who will help them on developing that business plan, either write it for them or help them write that. And then once they're prepared, then they can come back, and then we can work on getting the financing, because that business plan is going to include, you know, the strategy objectives and how they plan to get there, as well as the cost, and then the financial projections, which is very important in being able to get financing.
So one of the dangers in getting started with a company without knowing exactly how much money it's going to take is you burn out early. And so sometimes you run into people and they think, well, I just need a little bit to get things going. And then once it gets started, it'll just fund itself. What would you advise someone who says, you know, is kind of going at it with that type of a let's just start it and see what happens kind of philosophy?
Wait, you mean that's not how you're supposed to do it?
All right.
No wonder. Okay, that explains a lot in my world. Okay. Sorry.
I would always counsel them not to do it that way, because what will happen is if they don't have a plan and some objectives, and the things will change. A business plan is a living document, and it will change. But if they don't have an idea of where they're trying to go, it's tough to develop a plan for how they're going to get there, and then the cost that it will take to get there. And then at the end, they need to be able to show that they can make money doing it. Not just make a little bit of money, but money to either pay back their debt, be able to pay themselves, and be able to live.
Well, it's kind of funny, because don't you think it's also a little bit like when you're estimating work as a consultant, you always say, oh, I think it'll take 2 hours and it takes four. And it's the same thing with money. You know, it's like you think it's going to take a certain amount. Let's say I owned a retail store at one point, and, you know, it was going to take a certain amount to buy inventory, right, and to build out the space and whatever. But we didn't put money really in there for marketing. Well, if you don't market the place, no one's going to come buy anything. So even though you don't technically need that, you need it.
You do.
So it sounds like people need both of you guys to make this all work.
Absolutely.
It's important to have, yeah, that comprehensive list of all of your potential expenses and what you're going to run into along the way, so you make sure that you're properly financed. So let's talk about sources for the funding. What sources of money are available for a startup company?
Well, that's a very good question. You'll hear about venture capital. Everyone wants to do venture capital. I actually heard in the news the other day that we had the lowest level of funding in Georgia since 1996.
Yep, we talked about that on last week's show.
So you're talking about that. So what are the other options available to someone that's trying to start up a business? You know, there's SBA, so there's typical SBA loans, but they're also, depending upon the amount of money that you need, there are SBA Express loans. These are loans that can close within 4 to 6 weeks. I actually did this for a client and took them through that process that we talked about. Go get a business plan, get yourself situated, and we were able to get them funding, and they wanted to acquire an existing franchise. So these SBA Express loans are great ways to be able to do that. Then there are some other options that are out there. If you have a stock portfolio, you can actually use that to do financing. If you have a 401k or an IRA, there are self-directed IRAs that you can set up to be able to fund your businesses. I have some clients who are doing that off of business credit cards. So we're able to get them business credit cards because they need maybe $90,000. So there are other options that are out there. It's just that people have to be willing to look beyond just the traditional ways of being able to get that financing if they really need it for their business.
What's the benefit to kind of looking outside the box and exploring multiple options before you go ahead and make a decision about what lender to use?
What I always tell them is by looking at a couple of different options of being able to finance your business, because one option may not be the best path for you as a particular client. So if you have a variety of options available to you, what you want to do is be able to look at those options. And then there's a cost of money, you know, the interest rate, are there any closing costs, those type of things. And then that way you can say, well, here's the best option based upon my unique scenario for being able to get the money that I need for my business.
So we've talked about how borrowers make their decision. Let's talk about how lenders make their decisions. What are the criteria that lenders look at when they're making a decision about funding a loan? Or pricing.
And pricing. So the first thing they'll want to know is they're going to look at, I said, you know, how much money do you need and why? But then they'll want to drill down into that. And the thing I always talk about is debt service coverage ratio. So if I had, you know, banks usually use 1.25. So that says I would have to generate $125,000 in profits to cover $100,000 in debt. And so that's usually the minimum threshold. Then after they look at those different types of ratios, they're really looking at the plan. What do your revenues look like? What have they looked like in the past? So they're going to look at the last 3 years of tax returns, financial statements, and they need projections that you have going into the future if you're planning on changing something around that business to make it either grow drastically from where it is today. Those are some guidelines along those that I usually tell my clients. That's why it's important to have a business plan to be able to articulate that, and a client needs to be able to articulate that. Then they're going to look at the principles. So they're going to look at your experience and how it relates to the business or the commercial real estate transaction that you're trying to complete. And then they're going to look at your net worth. And so I always tell my clients, it doesn't have to be a one-to-one net worth, but if you have negative net worth, what that means to the lender is, well, if you haven't managed your finances, we're not going to have a lot of confidence in you that you're going to be able to manage the finances of this business or this commercial real estate building or those type of things. And then always tell them the credit score, because I'll get the question all the time from business owners, well, can't I leverage my business credit? And I say yes, but primarily until you become like a $500 million company, they're going to look at your personal credit because you're going to be the primary person paying back the loan.
Right, right. So, I mean, there's a lot of history that comes into play, the historicals of who are you, what have you done for me thus far, and what are the numbers that prove that you're going to be a good person for us to take on. And then there's a future aspect. What are you saying is going to happen in the future? What's your forecast? What's your plan going forward? Are those equally weighted, or do you say there's more weight on the historical framework?
I would say if you're buying an existing, say, business, they're going to look at the historicals along those lines and kind of say, well, why is this great? If you're a startup, they've got to look at the forecast. The other thing will be is, and I always advise my clients, if your historical numbers, if we look at your historical numbers and we know that those will not pass because of the ratios and those things like that, then you have to weigh more on what have you done that will allow you to be able to generate future revenues and profits to be able to service the debt.
So in your role, Charles, are you seeing more people looking at taking out financing to either invest in the growth of an existing entity or start a new entity? Is this the good time in the economy and in a market to make those choices and to go forward with future plans?
I would say so, because you're starting to see the economy going back up. It may be slow, but you're starting to see the uptick. And so what I've seen with a lot of my clients is, let me take advantage of it now because I can probably buy a business at a discount or piece of commercial real estate at a discount. Maybe it's an apartment building, those type of things. So if I buy it at a discount, I can get at a cheaper price and my financing and all my other costs are going to be less, which allow me to be able to put the things in to make that business really grow. And then I'll be able to really receive the benefits of it.
Right. So our smart business people act before the whole mass market makes their decision. It's important to get in early.
Yep,
right?
Get in early.
With these things. Now, in terms of the categories of funding, are you seeing any trends there, particularly more use of a specific type of financing over the last 6 or 12 months?
I would say probably within our organization, we're seeing a lot more around commercial real estate. And it was before around refinancing. So I had a lot of clients who were out trying to refinance properties that they had. What I'm seeing right now is on the acquisition side, business owners are out there acquiring properties of all types, whether it's a retail strip center, apartment building, office building. I'm starting to see that. The other side is I'm starting to see more around these express type of funding programs where businesses are looking to either say, you know what, I need to invest in marketing. You know, I'm going to take advantage of this right now. I've made it through the downturn. There's starting to be an uptick. I need to get capital into my business. Maybe it's $100,000, $150,000. Get that into my business to really get people to come in the door. So those are the two categories I'm seeing the most uptick.
Now, Charles, what's the process when a client is working with your company for financing? Because looking at your business background, if I was coming to you, I'd not only be looking for a loan, but I'd also be looking for some advice as well, because you've got a lot of business experience behind you. You've probably seen a lot of successes, some failures, a lot of learning along the way. When you're working with a client, do they get to get the benefit of some of this expertise as well, in addition to just adding up the numbers?
Well, I will advise them. I don't know how much they get out of it, but I will advise them. So what I do with my clients is I always tell them, I will advise you as part of the funding process if you are seeking funding. And there will be areas of opportunity I will identify. What I will tell them is, if you need specific help in the area, I'm going to refer you to one of my business colleagues who can help you, whether it's a CPA, attorney, a business consultant, an IT person, a marketing, internet marketing person, to be able to help you out on being successful as part of that process. So I will advise them as part of that process, because at the end, what we want to do is, I always tell my clients, we don't just want to lend you money or get you financing. What we want to be able to do is get you the financing and see your business be successful, see the business grow or turn around. But we really want to see your business grow, because that'll help the economy, and you'll be able to help someone else out because you'll be able to hire individuals to come into your company.
Nice. Now, the relationship that you have with clients, are you in touch with them regularly? What kind of process is there once they've gotten the financing? For a client relationship.
Some of them come back for financing. Every now and then what they'll do is they'll say, I have a question. And they'll call me up and say, Charles, I have a question, or I need some guidance, or along those lines. Or, do you know someone that does X, Y, and Z? And usually I'll probably know someone. Sometimes I have to dig the cobwebs out of my head to go back and say, but some, you know, I'll put them in contact with someone and say, look, here's someone that can help you out. And I always tell them, when I go too far, I'm not a CPA, I'm not an attorney, but let me put you in contact with someone who will take care of you to help you be successful or answer your questions.
Are there specific industry sectors or any types of businesses that you think are particularly sweet spots right now, or where your company is focusing? You mentioned commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other kind of sectors as you look at your portfolio that you want to be in?
It's interesting, because usually we talk to a variety of different businesses who are seeking financing, and they all fall into different categories. They're in the automotive sector, medical. You'll see people doing franchises. So there isn't any one specific industry, but what I am seeing is really around, I would talk about the type of client that I talk to is becoming, you can feel the energy when you're talking to them on the phone. And that energy, you feed off of that energy, because you can tell that they're excited and they have a plan and they want to execute that. And so what you want to do is kind of help them with that energy, figure out the best way to get them financed, and then move down that path as quickly as possible. So it's that energy and excitement, which, frankly, for me, excites me when I'm talking to individuals like that. It brightens my day.
Absolutely. It's great to hear when someone's really jazzed about their plan. And that does speak well, I think, for their preparation, in fact, as well. So in having worked with so many different entrepreneurs or on entrepreneurial ventures, what are some of those characteristics, be it personality or character, if you talk about the C's of lending, that you would say are common or good best practices? Your clients that have been very successful with their investments and with their business ventures, what are some of the qualities that have struck out for you?
The first thing is clients who educate themselves and realize, I may not have expertise in certain areas, so they'll build themselves up to have that expertise, and they prepare themselves, and they're coachable. So you'll be able to make recommendations and say, if you're looking for financing, I recommend you do this, and this will help you be able to get financing for your company. Go get a business plan. The ones who are prepared, who have business experience, whether it's Fortune 500 or entrepreneurial experience, and they understand that it's not going to be easy road, and are coachable and willing to take the initiative to be able to move forward on getting educated in certain areas that they don't know, so they can get financing, are the ones that are most successful. And has nothing to do with educational background, has nothing to do with, I've worked in Fortune 500 company or multiple startups. So that's what I see. It's the positive attitude, They've gone out and done the research to prepare themselves so that when you have a conversation with them, they're able to articulate what they need, where they're going, and even how much money they need and what sources of finance they would like to actually go after in some cases.
So what's the process for applying for financing, and what kind of a timeline should someone apply to that? They say, yeah, I'm going to need to get this new initiative or this new venture funded. How long do I need to allot for that to happen?
I usually tell, now, there are some funding programs where you can get things within a week, but what I usually, or it could be 90 days. Usually what I tell my clients is that it's probably going to be 45, you should bank on 45 to 60 days from the time you give me all your entire packet. And that's from, you know,
that
tax
might
return.
Take some time My time assembling the packet could
so
be another 45
them,
days.
From the time you assemble your packet, and it's a complete packet, you should allocate 45 to 60 days to be able to get your finance or get the money in the door.
Okay. And the packet's going to include things like your tax, past tax returns, mm-hmm. your past financials, the business, personal, right. anything else?
Yeah, so your personal financial statement. All right. So your firstborn. So usually what I do with my clients to help them out is when we get started, I usually send them a checklist.
Oh, perfect. So I love a checklist.
So I say, you know, I send them a checklist and go through this checklist. Here are the things that I will need to have to at least start the process of getting you financing. Then I always tell them there's going to be 10%. So this is just a start. I said, depending upon what type of financing we're trying to go after and which financial institution we're talking to, they're always going to have their little 10% of something that's unique to them that they're going to ask. And so we have to be responsive to them very quickly, because what will happen is if you're not, they'll weigh that against you as part of the funding process.
Now, what do you find most fulfilling and satisfying about the work that you're doing today, Charles?
When a client gets the money, they email me, they call me, they're all excited and everything else. And I always tell them, I was like, this is great. I'm happy that you got the money. But now the real work starts. So this was just the beginning. But when you hear that, I get very excited about that, because they're all excited and they remember when the journey started and they saw it as a long way off, and now they have the funding that they need. And then the other thing I get excited about is when you start to see them being successful.
Right. They've got the discipline to actually work the plan and now use the funds as they plan to and start to see the results. Nice. Now, here on the Results Matter radio show, we always like to talk about results. So we've been talking with Charles Williams here, a partner with WGC Commercial Lending. And Charles, I'm going to ask you now about results. What are the results that your clients have gotten from working with you guys? And what kind of results are you looking to drive the company forward this year?
Good question. So the results that my clients usually achieve are being able to get the financing that they need, whether it's $300,000 or a couple million dollars. So we're starting to see that, because my clients are more prepared to be able to get the financing. What I like to see in 2013 is my clients be more successful. So I would say where a third of my clients were ready to get financing, I like to see, you know, 60% of them being able to get the financing, because we've gone through the steps to be able to make sure that they're prepared. Whatever vehicle we go through, that's what I like to be able to see, a higher success rate with my clients on being able to get the financing that they need for their businesses.
Excellent. Very good. Dana, any other questions you've got for Charles?
Contact information.
I know.
Let's get some contact information. People need to know how to get in touch with you, for the love of all that is, you know.
For love of money.
Exactly.
Right there,
yeah, for the love of money. I like that.
So, Charles, how are people finding out about you guys? And, yeah, let's go ahead and give the website.
The website is WGClending.com. And that'll list all the products and information about our company and what services that we provide. I always tell clients, you know, the best way to contact me is either via email or call my office. My phone number is 678-831-4498. Or you can reach me at email at cwilliams@wgclending.com.
I love when people give all the full information out. So personal. We did talk about what the firm does, obviously, in great detail, but how long have you guys been around? And are you sort of like a well-known brand in the space? Do people automatically know to come to you when they're looking for commercial real estate funding and all the other kinds that you do?
Right. I would say, I like to say yes.
Yeah.
People know most of the business that we receive is actually through referrals.
Okay.
So referrals, we do blogs, those type of things on LinkedIn, and that's how people usually find out about us. And so our name is getting out there more so in the marketplace, not just because we lend money, but because the process that we take our clients through, where it's kind of a one-to-one, and we make sure that we work closely with our clients to make them be successful. And they realize that we're taking that extra initiative to help them be successful.
Interesting.
I think you get a lot of word of mouth that way by making it an excellent process, because that can be a very challenging and intimidating process for many people.
Sure.
Well, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you, Charles. We're glad to know that you're out there and looking for business plans. So everybody make sure you check out WGClending.com. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, and you've been listening to Burr and Foreman's Results Matter Radio, and we will talk to you next week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.